and Pat Pagano, and hopefully he feels better today. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and feeling a little bit better. Still not myself, but definitely feeling better. So I'm thinking the antibiotics are working. So thank you for asking.
All right.
We will have a nice day today. No doubt about it. Sunshine, low 80s. Tonight will be clear with a full harvest moon in the middle 50s. Sunny on Saturday, middle 80s. Now, I've changed Sunday to some sunshine because I do think we'll see clouds come in. The humidity will also come up, but it'll be about 80. As to whether or not you'll see showers in the afternoon, that's still up in the air, to use the pun. I'm thinking it'll wait until late in the day. Computer models are beginning to show showers coming in the afternoon on Sunday. We will have to wait and see for that. Showers Monday, mid-70s, and showers on Tuesday, and still in the 70s. So we'll be in for an unsettled period. Question is, when does it start? Does it start Sunday night, or does it start Sunday afternoon? That is the only question in my mind. So, you know, if you have to plan outdoor activities, I would definitely plan it around Saturday and not Sunday.
All right. So Sunday in the New York region, I don't know whether the Jets or Giants are home, but one of them are home. So Sunday will be like a football weather kind of day. There was possibility some rain showers, right?
Well, yeah. Definitely.
They play football in the rain. So and I don't know which team is home. I really don't. But anyway, so that's that. So, you know, I was watching yesterday, and I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, whether you like the monarchy or not, at my age and at your age, we've never lived a day where Queen Elizabeth II wasn't the Queen of England. You realize that?
And that is amazing.
Isn't that? I mean, that's just something that's an amazing fact.
Really?
And
yeah, I was kind of upset when I heard she passed, but she is 96.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, can you imagine being a head of state for that long?
And 70 years.
The amazing changes that have happened in the world, and people that have been alive, like us, we've never seen a king of England. And that's happening now.
Yeah.
It's one of those stories that, yes, you're sad she passed away. She's lived a long, great, fruitful life. But when you have somebody like that in a position like that, as a head of state of a country, unless they're a dictator, it just doesn't happen. And even dictators don't last 70 years.
Right. And I don't think he's a favorite like she was.
I think they'll grow into it. I think that people will grow into it. But no, how can you take... It's kind of like my father was an entertainer, all right, a comic. And he used to hate when an act before him was an animal act, because people love animals. And how do you go out after that and follow up and do what you do? Well, this is the same thing for the new king. I mean, here you come along, there's been 70 years of stability, and hello. It's a tough act to follow.
It is, and you know, when he's no youngster,
no.
Right? He's in his mid-70s.
Well, most people are retiring at that age, and he's just starting.
Yeah, I mean, he waited a long time to be king, so here it is now, and, you know, let's face it, he'll never have the run that she will have. The only thing that could happen, God forbid, is if he were to be king now and all of a sudden pass away. Then it's going to go over to William, who's a very young man, and then he has a chance of going 70 years.
It's amazing. It's just one of those things. I got a real nice comment here from Craig Whiting. My voice was great at the Sharon Playhouse Sheer Madness event. I recorded news bulletins for them. And, you know, there must be a ton of people going there because I'm not in the play. I mean, my voice is. But I've had more people comment to me about that going on. But getting back to the Queen and to the King, you're right. if his son takes over, his son will have the opportunity for something like that. But anyway, it's just one of those things that's a worldwide event. And I know there's a lot of people around here that think, the king, the queen, the monarchy, it's an out there. It might be whatever, but it's part of Great Britain. It's part of their heritage.
It is.
And it's part of the world heritage because she's dealt with so many different worldwide leaders. So
I think overall, royalty such as them is very unique, and I don't know much about it. And when people talk about it, I'm getting to understand a little bit more, but I find it fascinating, really, really fascinating. Meanwhile, I have a series for you to watch and our listeners.
What is it?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Each episode is only about 24 minutes.
Okay.
I think they only have 3 or 4 episodes now. I think each week they add an episode. It's called The Patient.
The Patient?
Yes. Now, I watched episode 1, and boy, it intrigued me to no end. My nephew called me and said, Uncle Pat, you have to watch this. And I respect his opinion because several years ago he called me and told me I had to watch Stranger Things, which I knew nothing about. And of course, I watched that and was hooked on it like there was no tomorrow. This is very, very, very interesting. It's going to be... It's very realistic, folks, and it's going to have you on the edge of your seat. The gentleman that's in it, I'm calling it up right now because I can never remember.
Oh, Steve Carroll. Steve Carroll, yeah.
Right. And it says, a psychotherapist who recently lost his wife finds himself held prisoner by a serial killer with an unusual request to curb his homicidal urges. And it is really I thought it was very interesting. Wait till you see. Just the first episode is going to grab you. And after that, Marshall, you're just going to continue to watch it. I don't think you'll be able to do like I did and just put the remote down because I had to go to sleep. I'm not feeling it, and I wanted to get my sleep. Otherwise, I probably would have binged and watched all 3 episodes. So... over the weekend, you have something to do.
Well, right now, it's got a 4-star rating on IMDb,
which is not bad.
No, 4-star. The best you can do is 5.
Yeah,
and it's got a 5-star rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's even better.
So I will look at. Boy, that's a total different role for
Steve. Yeah. Yeah, I saw him in a documentary once. I forgot what it was about, but he did a documentary once that was really, really great. It was political, but I can't remember what it was about.
Oh, it was about running for president. Running for a Senate against a woman. Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, it was really, really done well. Yeah. So this is, and so far, in the one episode that I saw, he's playing an excellent, excellent role.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch it because
you'll love it. You'll definitely love it. So
what's great about a series like that is because there's no commercials. It's only like they're all like 25 to 28 minutes. And
well, there are commercials if you don't have the Hulu non-commercial one.
I have the non-commercial one.
Oh, okay. If you have the regular Hulu, there are commercials. Yeah.
So it doesn't take much of your time.
Doesn't, but. You'll probably like it. So we could talk about that when I meet you again on Tuesday because I'll be off on Monday. Pat will be, even though he'll be up at the lake, he'll be working on this movie. I did look at the footage yesterday and had the director look at it. And all the footage was A-OK from Sunday. So that was good.
All right. So who's working on Monday?
Same guy, Dan Henry.
Okay, Dan Henry. You know, he should have a jingle like in the old days on radio. He's got that. Yeah. He's got that type of name, Dan Henry.
Right. Okay, Marshall, when you get a chance, you can do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Pat. Hey, have a good weekend and right through Monday. Get a lot of work done and feel better, rest up as well, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Okay, and the same here, Marshall.
Right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning, once again with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.